Hello, everyone. You're now listening to episode 59 of Truth Decides. What is good, CGS family, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the crazy world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Alvin Kwesi, and I'm joined today with the rest of the CGS fam, Joel the Dunberg Hernandez.
Yo.
Doggy's not here today, but filling in for him, his substitute, we'll say, is our unofficial, official shoe haul photographer. Our honorary CGS brother, Philip, the sole purpose, Dos Santos.
Yo, what's up?
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. And then you guys heard the intro. It's a different voice. He's been one of our day one supporters, longtime friend of the show before we even had a show, founder of High Noble, Mr. Brian, Bri High Noble, Umali. What up, bro?
Hey, guys. What up?
You good, bro?
Good, man.
Welcome. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thanks for inviting me today.
Yeah, man. So before we get everything started, before we hear Brian's soulography, we're going to start off with Philly. Joel!
What?
Excuse me? Fire round.
So we like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from at Michael Williams, the homie from Hamilton. So here's his question.
I know who he is.
You know who he is, for real?
Yeah. Michael Williams?
Like in person?
We met lining up for a livestock raffle. We both won the raffle.
What?
And we're... Anyways, sorry. Continue with the show.
So friends. So he's a real friend of the show. So his question is, fellas, what's up? Quick question. What would you consider the perfect airport/traveling shoe? I'll give you his answer to let you guys think about it. Anything with Boost and Prime Knit is a no-brainer. But non-Adidas,
sorry, what is
that? He said anything but Boost.
But?
Or anything with Boost.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. But non-Adidas, you have Reacts. And even if you get a pair of 720s, those would be mad comfy for those circumstances. But personal pair I have are Flyknit Chukas that are crazy comfy. And lightweight for that stuff. And Air Maxes are my go-to for sure. So, what are your guys' go-to traveling shoe?
Go ahead, Phil.
I had a job that required me to travel like every few weeks. And I found myself wearing Air Max 97s a lot.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was around the time that the gold and the silver. Ooh. Is there nicknames for those? Gold medal? Is it gold medal?
Maybe gold bullet?
Silver bullet. Silver bullet. Silver bullet.
Silver
bullet. Gold bullet.
Gold bullet.
The gold bullet.
Around the time the gold bullets and the silver bullets dropped, it was around that time, and I just found myself wearing them a lot. Just comp- like the full length airbag is just
A good look.
Supportive, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like it. Bri?
I think BC3s.
Ooh,
Jordan
nice.
Black's
True.
3s.
Uh-huh. True, I could agree with that.
Yeah,
that's a good pick. I can't remember what the shoe's called, but they're those running shoes. Vapor or no? Something flies. Zoom flies.
Oh yeah, okay.
I think it's Zoom flies.
Zoom flies.
I think they're called Zoom flies. The ones that Off-White did, but they're not Off-White.
Yeah.
Just the regular Zoom.
And there
flies.
Was a Dorn Becker one.
Yeah. But just the regular one, because I can't afford none of that collabo stuff.
Nice.
Those would probably be my go-to, but that's like a new one. Mm-hmm. That I recently discovered thanks to El Doggy.
True.
What about you, Cuzzo?
I haven't traveled, so I haven't left the country in like so many years. But
soon.
I can imagine, soon. But I can imagine like something comfortable. You want to be like comfortable and you're going to do a lot of walking. So it's got to be something like with cushion. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So something
what?
Breathable.
What,
like
what,
maybe
so,
chinelas or something. I don't know.
Chinelas.
I don't know.
True, I never
like,
thought of that.
Like soft, like, you know, like the solar, no, not solar.
Solar soft.
Solar soft. Yeah,
solar
maybe.
Soft.
Slides.
Oh.
I don't know.
With
I'm just
or
throwing
no
it
soft.
Out there.
When you go to one of Joe Moore's basketball tournaments, the weekend long ones, what do you wear?
Oh, we got to show out. We have to show out because, you know, there's going to be a lot of, you know, a lot of sneakerheads there, so.
Quote unquote, or real sneakerheads?
Well, yeah, you got like some sneakerheads there. that you
true.
Know, it's yo, ball. Your Canada got soul. Yeah, I'm a part of it. Yeah.
And then you're wearing chinelas with socks, right?
Chinelas and socks, bro.
That's amazing.
Hold on, okay. Question. Second, like part B. Do you guys wear socks with your chinelas?
I'll be honest. Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm usually wearing them.
After ball,
or leaving facts. The gym, so I'm always yeah.
And even
it feels home. It feels unnatural to drive in Canada
without socks.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I hear
it's
you.
Weird for me, anyways.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, no, I'm same. Socks, especially if it's after ball.
Yeah.
Only thing I probably can't do is like, you know, the real chinelas with like the thong.
I can't wear that.
I can't do that with socks.
No, that's gonna be because it feels weird right now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's too
It has to be like a slide.
Too pressure on the cotton of the sock.
Yeah,
it pushes
right?
it back too much.
Yeah, I don't like that, man. All right,
it's like a wedgie.
Yeah,
on your toe.
Yeah, it's a toe.
It's
wedge.
Crazy, man. All right, next we're gonna do CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's a poop, scoop, a whoop-de whoop, or my trademark favorite phrase, just cute. We're going to start off with Philly's pick, the Travis Scott Air Jordan 1. Go ahead, Philly.
You know what's funny? people can't see this. You guys don't videotape this, do you?
No.
No. Okay.
Unfortunately,
not yet.
So the Travis Scott 1 just did it. They did a surprise drop on TravisScott.com.
Jeez.
And if you guys are listening to this, it's obviously too late because it happened days ago. But as of right now, I have two phones open, one of them on Wi-Fi and the other one... On shaky data because we're in a basement, but I'm in line, so just cross your fingers for me. In the past,
hopefully Philly gets it on Tuesday when we're recording. When you're listening to this on Saturday, so would you? So obviously this is a scoop for you.
This is a scoop. Do you want me to describe?
do your thing, man.
So for those who are not familiar, because there might be some of you, the Travis Scott Cactus Jack Jordan 1 is a collaboration between, obviously, Travis Scott and Jordan Brand. This is his first Jordan 1. Previous sneakers they've collabed on have been the Jordan 4, which was the first one.
Facts.
And the Air Force 1 Low, which was the second one. And this might be the most anticipated one, I think, just because of the silhouette. The one is I noticed people online are getting tired of the one, but this might be the most anticipated one because that's the hot silhouette right now.
Would you say this would be your favorite out of the collaborations that he's done?
No, I think the 4 because the colorway is really nice. I mean, I like neutral and like fall colors like brown and tan and whatever else happens in the fall, but no, like the Houston Oilers, like the blue and the red, like it's a really good look.
Yeah, no,
but for these ones, they were supposed to come out May 3rd. They pushed the date back. It's looking like May 11th.
More time to save up, man.
More time to save up and more times to plan out where you're going to raffle and then lose. So make sure you guys figure that out.
Word. Because yeah. I know for sure for most of you guys, too, it's going to be a scoopty motherfucking whoop.
Yeah, man.
Cuzzo, what's your pick, man?
Okay, so my pick is the Air Max 1 Inside Out. So they got an Air Max 1 that's dropping. It's pretty much like the insides flipped out. You know what I'm saying? So you got like the outer stitching and stuff like that. It's pretty dope, man. Like even like the details are legit. Like for the tongue especially. Mm. Like you got like the description tag on the outside of the shoe. So it's got like your shoe size and like, you know, the manufacturer where it's made and the date and all that stuff. And on the inside of the shoe, it's got like, you know, obviously the Nike Air Max badge, like on the inside. So it's pretty proper. The one that I have as a pick, it's similar to the Tom Sachs's Mars Yard. So it's got like the brown khaki mudguard with the red stitching on the cream khaki upper with the black swoosh. It's just straight fire, man. Like there's really nothing you can complain about them. But there really is no release date yet. So I guess stay tuned to like, you know, sneaker news and all that stuff to find out when they drop.
Ooh.
But yeah, man, if I don't know. I think they're a scoop for me if I can get my hands on them.
True.
But yeah, man, it's dope.
I like those two, man. So my pick is the Adidas X Invincible Young One, or AKA the Young Stud is what they called it. Mm. So this feature is like a brown upper. Honestly, kind of has the same colorway as the Travis Scott's, except it has hints of green, red, and blue. So not really, sorry. I was just joking. It's pretty cool. It's set to drop May 18th. It's a cute shoe, man. Like, the materials look fairly supple and mm-hmm. very, very good quality. And just the color blocking is pretty dope, too. I don't know if I could rock these or pull these off, but I know some of the Adidas homies could. And for these ones, I would say these are just a cute. I don't know if I could, like, rock them, so I'm probably not gonna cop them, but they're all right.
It's dope, man.
It's cute.
It's got like some 3M popping to them too.
Yeah, man. So now we are moving on to this week in kicks. So literally, like maybe half an hour before I got to Joel's house, Lawrence sent us an emergency this week in kicks topic, like through text, and he was like, "Yo, you need to talk about this." So this is our emergency this week in kicks post.
Ruh-roh.
It's pretty stupid. It's crazy. So according to this, the fashion law, Off-White has filed a lawsuit against accessories brand Rastaclot for making / selling bracelets that use the quotation marks and red zip ties similarly to its very own designs. So like, what?
It's so crazy.
Like, so hold on, like Off-White owns the rights to red zip ties? Or zip ties in general?
No, I think that's where the suit, I don't know if it's actually official legally yet, but I think that's where it falls apart, is because they're suing them, but they actually don't own the rights to the, like, the quotations.
Yeah,
or
the words. They own the rights to, like, shoelaces, or
are they zip strips or zip ties?
Zip strips, no? Zip strips. What was it the last episode you were on?
I don't remember. Okay, but yeah, I think that's where everything just falls apart, is because they actually don't own the rights. Which is weird, but I need to understand the law better. But how can you sue someone for something that you don't own the rights to? So yeah. is it gonna happen? I don't get it. But
that's what I mean. Like it, I feel like it's just, I don't know. Maybe it's like a publicity stunt.
Yeah, maybe.
Or something.
I don't know.
I guess it's just a claim of, like, they're saying that, resulting like the trademark, right? So, they're saying that the consumer is probably like getting thinking that like those products are Off-White officially by Virgil, right?
So mm-hmm. yeah, but what about all the like keychains and like all the other crazy stuff that people have that's
what
have the
saying,
exact
right?
design of the friggin' shoe, like you're gonna sue all those guys too?
They're not just like suing like Rastaclot, right? So they're suing like Amazon, Sumi's.
What? Wow, it's crazy.
Because they're part of those.
I think with Rastaclot, it's an easy target because they're successful. Like whereas like all those people that are making those little keychains at the flea market or even like little stores, like you can't identify who's making them because so many different companies make it, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like Rastaclot's like you're an identifiable brand. Mm-hmm. You're in Finish Line. You're in certain retailers, and to the point that you were saying you're making earlier. The lawsuit might not have legs. Like, it might not go through, but it seems to be just one of those things where it's like a publicity thing where he's saying, these guys are biting us or these guys are copying us. So it's like, it's a statement, essentially.
Yeah.
It's like, just so you know, this is what we do and this is what they're trying to do. So it kind of takes away from, I don't think the idea is to stop buying Rastaclot, like that specific zip tie.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking Virgil just wants people to know that it's not Off-White and they're doing something that's similar to.
Like actually seeing the product in hand, there's nothing on there, including the packaging, there's nothing on there that says Off-White anywhere.
Right, right.
Like it literally only says like what, aglets, shoelaces, laces, and like it says box or like whatever it says on the box. Like it doesn't say anything Off-White anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously with the red zip strip and all of like the words and stuff, it definitely does look like Off-White. But at the same time, it's just like, I swear there was a pair of Vans that had the same kind of thing. Like, I think it was like a skate high.
Oh, yeah.
And it said, like, I don't know, midsole or tape or some shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't really knock someone for, I guess, biting your design. But, like, come on, man. Like, with the amount of times you put it on a shoe, it's like, what did you expect? You know what I mean? Like, how many shoes did you put out with that same design, and then you're going to get cheese for someone who's trying to...
It's tough. I mean, I see both sides. Like, I see Rastaclat... that's how you say it, Rastaclat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see their point of view where it's just, like, they understand... Like, they're making a product that is... I mean, it's cool. Like, the products that they make, they're mostly bracelets, right? Is that where
their
bread and butter is? Like, their products, like, they look cool, and they usually have... some sort of loose affiliation to sneakers, whether it's the colorway or the material or the style. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's kind of what they do. But, I mean, I see Virgil's point. Like, right or wrong, either way. I don't know who's right or wrong. But, I mean, I see Virgil's point where it's, like, when you see a word with the quotes around it or you see the zip, you know it's it's off-white.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I see both. I don't think the lawsuit's going to... gonna stand. I don't think it has legs though, because he doesn't own any of the how are they gonna rule for him? Like, he doesn't own anything. So
we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll keep you guys posted. Maybe next episode we'll have more news about that. Next on This Week in Kicks, we got PJ Tucker debuting the Air Jordan 5 Trophy Room collabo. So reigning NBA sneaker champ PJ Tucker of the Houston Rockets likes to flex rare sneakers on and off the court. Both his Instagram and on the hardwood, you guys can always see him flexing. Like, man, this guy wears stupid shoes on court. So, recently, he wore the Trophy Room Air Jordan 5s. One of the colorways is set to release for just family and friends only. And I'm pretty sure that was the red one. And then the blue one is the one that's supposed to come out as a wider release. Which, I mean, it says in the article that it kind of is pretty similar to the Travis Scott Air Jordan 4 Cactus Jack. And then the other one is more of like the DMP5s, the Raging Bulls pack. Pretty cool colorway, in my opinion. I don't know if I would like purchase, but what do you guys think about that specific collabo? So for those of you who don't know, Trophy Room is owned by Michael Jordan's son.
Jeffrey?
That's his spot. Is it Jeffrey?
He's the eldest one? Is he the one who owns it, I believe?
I think so. Should have done more research.
I'll Google that later.
Same. So yeah, this is like a special pack for his store specifically. So what do you guys think about the pack? And do you like it? Would you scoop it? Is it just like meh?
It's a meh for me.
Yeah? Meh. It's alright?
It's alright. I don't know, I wouldn't scoop.
No.
I think I'll pass on that as well. Yeah.
You too, Philly?
Yeah, it's a pass for me. The colorway on the Travis 4s is a little bit better in terms of having something like that.
Like color blocking and just execution.
Okay. Yeah. And then Raging Bulls over the other one.
Yeah, so, facts.
I mean,
yeah.
If Trophy Room wants to send some pairs, that's fine. But
hit up PDS, a.k.a. Soul Purpose. He's more than willing to rock a free pair.
Mm-hmm. I'm just email Jordan. Isn't it michael.jordan@nike.com?
Something like that. Yeah. Hyphen. Yeah,
that's the hack. You guys know that's the hack. I'll stop doing this. That's the corporate hack. You guys know that. The corporate
now hack. You guys know. Write that down.
Exposed.
Next on This Week in Kicks, we have the TEDx Portland Nike Air Trainer 1. So TED Talk and has had its 9th annual event in Portland. And Nike created a special co-branded sneaker in honor of the event, and it was an Air Trainer 1. Following in the footsteps of the other special TEDx Portland silhouettes, the Air Jordan 1, the Air Max 1, and the Waffle Racer, the unique Air Trainer 1 was made for the event speakers, performers, and volunteers. However, unlike previous special releases, a limited amount of pairs were released and available to the event's attendees. Ooh, for real? Damn.
Should have went to the TED Talk.
I know. I'm slacking. In Portland. Next year we'll go, guys.
For sure.
With all the proceeds going towards the ticket scholarships for next year's 10th anniversary event.
Oh, we're there.
I'm down. So from a design standpoint, these sharp shoes, first made iconic by legendary Bo Jackson, stick close to the OG stylings. White leather serves as a base, while gray leather slash suede and black leather appears on the overlays. A hot red accent then graces the midfoot swoosh. There's plenty of special TED Talk branding. Like, it says spread on one foot and ideas on the other. And yeah, man, honestly, this is cool. I'm liking this a lot. It's simple, but at the same time, it's pretty dope just because of like how they branded it. If I had the chance, I would definitely try to scoop these. But I never knew they had other collabos too, like the Jordan 1, Air Max 1, or the Waffle Racers. I'm kind of slacking on that. I wonder what they look like.
Oh, there's no images yet? They haven't released it.
No? Sure.
No, I'm asking, is there?
Oh, the Trainer 1, yeah. There's tons of images.
No, but the other collabs, they haven't.
Yeah, no, it's been like low-key, if anything. Because I haven't really, or maybe I wasn't paying attention when they had TEDx Portland. Mm. But I personally never knew of the Air Jordan 1, the Air Max 1, and the Waffle Racer. I didn't
know about that, man.
I feel like I'm going to try to volunteer for next year's stuff. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. All right. Now we're going to move on to Previously in Kicks. This is a part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. So not really sneaker related, but Philly and I got to hit up an Anomaly event that featured our homie Brian Espiritu. Do you want to talk about that, Philly?
Yeah, for sure. So I didn't know the whole context of the event going into it, but
my bad.
It's not your fault. But Alvin shot me a link to check out this event, and it turned out it was three different creatives, three different life stories, obviously, and it was called The Unreasonables, and it was about maybe 10-15 minute kind of like little featurette. Little movie. Each one of the three had some time to talk about, you know, their upbringing, their story, how they got into their creative field, a little bit of personal stuff. So we got to learn about all three of them. One of them, of course, being Brian Espiritu of the Legends League, and a lot of other dope stuff. It's a great night. So they had the movie or the feature, and then there was a panel. So people shooting questions at them, got a little bit more personal, a little bit more in depth. And then there was activation. So each one of the three had an activation. There was a math guru.
Mm-hmm.
And her activation was kind of like, it was kind of like a personal one, but it was like interactive in a sense that I think you write down your failures. She had like a big whiteboard, and you would go up and write down your failures and stuff like that. And the next person, the second person on the panel, he is a great photographer.
I think his name's Vic.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. He's an amazing photographer, has a lot of dope portrait photography that was hung in the venue.
Yeah, man.
And he has a motorcycle kind of like link up.
Like a meetup?
Yeah.
Or like a convention?
I think it's called Moto Social.
Yeah.
And it's people with any type of motorcycle, any type of bike, just link up, hang out, chop it up. And it started in Toronto, then it grew, I think, internationally.
Yeah.
So it was in, like, Germany. It was in South Africa.
Australia?
Yeah.
New York.
New Zealand. Yeah. Australia. Yeah, New York. So that was big. And then of course, Brian told his story about kind of growing up and how he turned pain into creativity. I don't want to misquote it, but, you know, there's a lot of great meaning and history behind not only his designs, but everything he does as an artist and as a creative. So if you hadn't heard of him before that day, or if you just kind of knew about Legends League or knew about him a little bit, this gave you a little bit more of a deep dive.
Yeah. Dope event.
And there was donuts and popcorn. Oh. And,
the best part, bro.
Yeah.
Aside from the movies, wait, and chilling with Brian.
Let us get to the good stuff. No, I'm just kidding. It was an amazing night, and you can't complain when there's like some nice some snacks.
Snacks donuts, are always good,
some
bro.
Popcorn.
And those chicken sandwiches.
Yes, yes. I think I mentioned to you guys last time that we hung out. What were we doing? I have a terrible memory. What was that? What were we doing that one night? We went to NetMag's event.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the thing.
Yes.
And I think I told you guys, shout out NetMag. I'm actually on the last page of finishing my phase 3 Off-White UNC.
Oh, I have to start my Lego
thing. So I might finish it tonight, depending what time I get home. I might finish it tonight.
Can't wait to cop those.
Yeah, man.
Those were really good. Dope.
But, yeah, long story long, I think I mentioned to you guys, I stopped eating meat. Well, I eat way less meat.
Yes, yes,
and,
you do.
And every time I'm with you guys, I end up eating fried chicken in some capacity.
Sorry.
No, but it's good, though. It's good. Sorry.
Sorry, man.
Oh, man. Moving on. We also had Soul Exchange this past weekend. We're going to talk more about Soul Exchange later, but it was held in Toronto. The homie, Young Jaffe, hooked it up, let us come through. Walk around, saw a bunch of familiar faces, mm-hmm. Drew Barry, David Wu.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Man, the Hua brothers, just everybody who was at Soul Exchange from day one was usually there.
Yeah.
A lot of new faces too, a lot of new tables, which is good to see in a sense. Yeah, man, Soul Exchange was popping as always. Good music, good vibes, good to chop it up with people. I think that's it. Bri, you have anything to say about Soul Exchange? Cuzzle?
Pretty you guys good. Are both there. I guess, like what you said, the crowd is a little bit vibing as well. Like what you said, we've seen a lot of familiar faces and a lot of tables with same shoes, though.
Yeah.
Just to say.
For real.
Yeah. I guess everyone's cashing out on them.
Mm-hmm. And it's like the culture is like getting younger and younger. And you know, you got little kids hustling.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like... It's like, wow. Like,
it's funny.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a couple years older than Jomar.
Yeah, man.
Right? It's like, holy cow, these guys.
What would you guys say was, because everyone's selling. A lot of people are selling at their table, right? Mm-hmm. But what was the shoe or what were the shoes that you saw repeated the most?
Repeated the most?
Like what was the shoe that people were, like most people were selling? Like,
yeah, I've seen a lot of
seeing. Jordan Tuber Greens. Yeah.
The Jordan 1 Turbo Greens?
Turbo Greens. Oh, really? There's a lot. There's
okay. tons, but okay. they're also still on shelves at Foot Locker. So that's probably why they were sitting on the table.
Yeah. They're sitting on shelves everywhere.
Yeah. We'll talk about conventions more later on in the main topic.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're going to move on to EEE.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we do make mistakes. And we're going to look, we always look to our listeners to correct us in those mistakes.
I got a cool one. When you guys are done, I'll do one.
Oh, Philly's got one. Philly's got one. Philly's got a personal
it's a retro.
One.
No, it's a retro mistake.
Oh, okay. So, Cuzzo, you wanna read out some of the mistakes?
Okay, so I don't know what the topic was, but Sneaker Life Husband,
Aaron,
hit us up. It's about. Hold on, my phone just shut up. Deuces is Jason Tatum's kid. He writes it on his shoes every game.
Oh, it was from last week's episode when we were talking about the picks.
Oh, like yeah.
when I picked the Jason Tatum Air Max 97, and then one tongue said Tatum and the other one said Deuces.
Oh, okay,
and
they're okay,
like,
okay.
Deuces, and Lawrence was like, oh, that's his number. But his number is like zero.
His number is zero. Yeah.
So I thought it was his son's name, and then Aaron just helping me
there
out.
There we go, yeah.
And
it's his son's
verifying
name.
That.
Got it.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron. The next one is we got... from AO444
Ahmad.
He says, just wanted to give some insight on the frags. So you guys were right. It was his very first remastered Jordan, but the quality is touch and go. I've heard people with good quality and crap. From my understanding, Jordan Brand were still working out the kinks of their remaster program when they dropped. My theory is early production run pairs were not so good quality, and the later production runs were much better and more plush,
mm-hmm.
like the Chicago's or the UNC's.
Yes.
Overall, I'd say mediocre quality. Hard for me to compare, though, because my pair is a sample.
Sorry, sample Sorry. Size.
And he added the shrug emoji.
Yeah, right shrug there. Emoji.
Did you with the flex at the end.
Yeah,
jeez.
Man.
Sorry.
One of one.
One of one.
One of one size 11 and a half or 12.
Yeah, man.
Sample. Whose shoes were those? And then we got one more from Mr. Just.
Mr. Just 10, yeah. Mr. Just 10. By the way, my coworker wears Common Projects. Oh, I think is what we're talking about. Yeah.
Quality.
Those are
quality.
Nice and very expensive.
Yeah, man. That's what he says here. So his coworker said she wears the Common Projects. She buys a new pair every 2 or 3 years just to wear them. They used to be $700. So $540 is cheaper than what they used to be. I guess we were talking about like prices,
pricing, and
yeah.
quality and stuff.
Mm-hmm. She also got a new pair and thinks the quality of leather has gone down. I guess the quality isn't as great as before.
I mean,
for that kind of money, you're dropping.
Is that why the price drop, maybe?
Maybe.
I mean, at least they're doing a price drop, though.
Yeah.
Unlike another brand where the quality went a little bit down and the prices went up. Way up.
Yeah.
The price
was
going who are you talking about? Which brand are you talking about?
Has a check.
Oh,
just joking.
Just joking. You can edit all the brands. This isn't live, is it? No.
Forget that. And our final one was, it wasn't an EE. Well, it's not our final one because Philly has one for us too.
Maybe.
But I got one because I got to meet and talk to the homie Sandor Reyes at Soul Exchange. And he's basically said like he enjoys the pod, just finished listening to it. And I told him like, yo, come through. He's like, oh. I'm like, yeah, like when we say like message us if you want to be on the pod, we're being serious. So if you guys want to be on the pod, like hit us up. Like, yo, I want to be on the pod. And we'll eventually have you on here. We can't say how fast because obviously schedules are tough to compete with. But yeah, man, like really cool meeting him. Obviously, it's always good to connect a face and a person to a IG handle.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, good talks. And thank you for listening, man. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Philly, what's your EEE, fam?
Did the episode I was on was episode 24. I remember that.
Jeez, good memory.
The Kobe episode. Did anyone mention any mistakes I might have made? Don't go back and listen to it, anyone, if you're listening.
I'm going to go listen to it now. It would be episode 25, though, where if we have an EEE,
it'll
come up there.
So I'll listen to episode 25.
The episode I was on was 24, but then do you guys remember if anyone like mentioned any mistakes?
I think a shorty hit us up and said, Philly's voice is sexy. That's fine.
That's on purpose. That's fine.
That's on purpose.
Okay.
Was that your other account that you messaged us with?
That's my burner. It's my burner account. Who is that guy? I'm really sexy. I mean, he's really sexy.
Is that why you have three phones right now?
I know you have three phones going, yo.
No, I'm playing Philly. Your voice is sexy.
Thank you. I've gone too far, so I'll just tell you the mistake. We're talking about the Bread 11. And I said part of my spiel about why I liked it was because Jordan wore it for his first championship, but it was his first championship coming back from retirement. That's okay. That's the
you were still kind of right though, but I like how you're correcting yourself, but no one else noticed because I don't remember.
But you guys can go back and listen to episode 24 and all the previous ones if you want to get caught up on True to Size.
Oh, thank you, Philly. All right,
recap.
Now
it's a recap.
Right? It's a recap
24.
Thing. I'm gonna listen to 25 though, just in case
there was. Yeah, it's like Game of Thrones. You have to watch it from the beginning. So just go from episode 1 to what are we on 50? What is this?
59,
50, 58, and you can get caught
up.
59 now. Yeah.
Now we're on your favorite segment of the show, not sneaker related. So we talk about sneakers a lot. So in this weekly segment, we are going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant from the world of sneakers. Jomar, what's your question, bruh? Oh. Speaking to the mic, you got it. You're tall enough now. Zoom in. Got you.
Jomar has the full...
The Air Max coloring book.
Yeah, the coloring book and the crayons and the markers.
Yeah, he's killing it.
He's got some good stuff going on. I gotta go
so when Jomar's done reading the question, I will start the invisible timer.
Okay, go. That was fast.
If you could only buy donuts from one place, which one would it be?
Ooh, donuts.
I already got my answer. Mine is Dipped.
What? Is that
Dipped,
a place?
Dipped Toronto. It's in Kensington. Their donuts are bomb. I mean, the donuts we had, though, at Anomaly were dope, too, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Dipped is dope.
Oh, man. I don't know enough good donut places. Neither because the two places that came to mind were Krispy Kreme and Tim Hortons.
Well, I would have said Krispy Kreme, too.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme.
But there's so many people who are like, no, you got to go to Glory Hole.
Glory Hole.
You got to go to...
That's an X-rated site, y'all. Y'all need to stop going.
Yeah, it's not that kind of donut.
Not that kind of donut.
There's so many donut shops that I haven't tried that I want to try.
Okay,
so,
we'll go to Dipped soon, and then you'll tell me if you like it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Right.
There's... a donut place in Burlington, Sunshine Donuts.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys have been in there.
Nah.
My wife always talks about it, so
nice.
I guess we'll definitely swing by there too.
About it.
Yeah, man.
Women know. If
they do.
They know.
If your girl or wifey or a lady friend tells you about a food place, trust it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was 30 seconds. Probably more than 30 seconds.
Perfect timing.
Jomar, where are you? What about you, bro? Favorite donut shop.
Favorite donut.
I'm actually both Tim Hortons and Krispy Kreme. Ooh,
you're too nice. Nice. You don't even want to pick one. You're too nice. I like that. Thanks, Jomar. Appreciate you, bro. Now we're going to move on to our promos. So the first one is the homies over there in the YYC. The YYC soldiers are doing their sneaker swap number 5 in Calgary, May 25th, from 12 to 5 at the Chinese Culture Center. If you guys are in the West Coast, don't sleep. Please don't sleep. Mm-hmm. Hit them up. Dope event.
Reach.
Bring some sneakers. Sell some sneakers. And do your thing. Mm-hmm.
And it's half price if you're Chinese. No, I'm just kidding.
Word.
I'm just kidding.
It's not free.
I'm just bargain. Kidding. Do not.
Sole purpose
do not,
said.
Do not
sole,
say that.
Sole purpose said he's going to pay not, for your ticket.
Do not use promo code. Do not use code sole purpose when you check out. Promo the tickets, code. The tickets are full price. That's just a joke.
Michael.Jordan.
I have no affiliation with this man. Go check it out, though.
Second promo is the homegirl Erica Olson has recently reached out and asked us to help find some sneakerheads that are willing to do a market research / interview with her. Mm-hmm. So this is a paid interview.
Paid.
Like
money, not donuts. Money.
USD. USD. So this is a paid interview. So if you're between the ages of 17 and 23, make sure you apply. This is your chance to share your passion and get compensated for it. Like, what?
It's crazy.
Yo, Instagram doesn't pay all of us.
For the record, I tried to get in and I'm not in that.
It's because you use your real
age bracket, bro.
Age bracket. Yeah. So
you should use your burner account.
I know.
So you can find Erica on IG at Erica. That's Erika Olsen, Olsen. Through DM, or you can email her at erica@alwaysbeforward.com. So don't sleep on this. If you're looking for her IG contact and stuff like that, we did make a post on Canada Got Soul on the IG. And yeah, man. So our next segment is the one that you all been waiting for. It's Brian Umali's Soulography. So yeah, bro. Nice. Brian, you ready to talk about yourself, man?
Talk about myself.
Yeah, man.
Let's go,
man. It's going to be hard.
What are we talking about?
Everything. No, just probably your sneakers. That's it. Right. So I've known Brian for too long now. Since like Foot Locker days. No? Foot Locker
Champs,
Square One days. Champs. So if you ever shopped at Champs at Square One or
Vaughn Mills
or Bramley. BCC, you probably know Brian. If you're not following him, you're sleeping.
Yep.
Long time homie for all of us, I guess. Yeah, man. Welcome, Brian. Yeah.
Thank you,
bro.
Thanks for inviting me today.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, bro. So, how long have you been into sneakers, would you say?
I think I started, I'll say, back in 2001.
Jeez.
Or 2002. But that's like, you know, like you just pick up like one or two pairs, like, you know, nothing like right now where you pick up like one pair pretty much every couple weeks, right? So,
oh yeah, back in the day, every week you get a pair, no?
Crazy,
you know, I guess like from then on, like my very first pair that I actually got from my parents is Jordan 11, 2001 Jordan 11 Columbia. I still have it.
The Columbia?
I don't have, yep.
Dead stock though?
No, it's not dead stock.
So is that what you would you say that got you into sneakers, or what was the thing
I
that got
I think that's
into
what it is, right? So yeah. My very first Jordan, still kept it to this day.
Jeez. Nice.
Right? I don't have the box anymore, but the shoe followed me everywhere. Right? So
Nice.
Yeah.
So what would you say is your like sneaker evolution?
I think for me it's like when I started at Champs. Like again, right? So you kind of get back on it. You're working at a shoe store where you have access to every releases and, you know, like anything that you pretty much wanted to get. Doesn't matter what colorway it is, right?
Yeah.
Like,
so would you say Jordan's started for you? Like Jordan's got you into it?
Jordan and majority Nike, right? So Nike. Yeah. I'll say Nike still. True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's going back to like Air Max 1s, Air Max 90. Like, mm-hmm. As you guys can see, like, probably any of you guys that followed me, right? I've been looking for the Air Max 90 infrareds for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And a homie hit me up after my post on IG and finally got it back.
Finally, nice.
Finally got it back. So it's,
what happened to the first pair?
First pair, I think it got sent back home.
Oh. Okay.
Tito, you know, and Tita sent it back home.
Tito retro, though. It's been a few years, right?
Yeah. 3-4 years. I think next, probably next year, though, because it's like the 30th right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anniversary.
That makes
sense. Yeah.
I hope that's right.
It's almost it is. There. 90.
2020?
2020. 1990? Yeah. I had to do the math.
It's 30 years.
It's 30 years, bro. Yeah.
30 years.
1990.
Damn.
I'm old.
Yeah. So probably next year, you'll probably get a... No, you're good, cuz. Don't worry.
Shit,
just get that fake ID. You're straight.
Burner account.
I know.
Oh, so now it's time for Lawrence's favorite part of the Soulography, 21 questions. So this is essentially 21 questions that you can answer. Don't feel too much pressure, but you'll probably get some stuff wrong. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
First I'll question. Try. Favorite silhouette?
I'll say it.
I know.
It's tough.
First one that comes to mind. Like, what would you say? So, favorite silhouette, we'll say, if you had to get rid of all your shoes, which one would you keep?
I'll keep the Air Max 90.
True. Do you plug your nose when you jump into the pool?
Yes.
The most you've paid for shoes?
Ooh, I don't think I can answer this if my wife's listening.
You know it's pretty
I'll
high.
I'll say pretty high.
Just show us by fingers.
Yeah, just motion us. With...
Oh, he said a stack.
Holy.
Wait, he said a million,
like,
bro.
That's like front and back. Yeah.
That's $10.
It's on its way. $10. It's on its way right now. I think Mr. Q-Mart know what I'm talking about.
Uh-oh.
It's $10.
Based on soul exchange.
It's current.
Ooh.
Soul exchange.
It's current. Red or blue?
Red.
Air or boost?
Air all the way.
Crew socks or no shows?
Both.
Okay. Original boxes or drop fronts?
I'll keep the original boxes.
Pineapple on your pizza?
Yes.
Jason Mark or Crate Protect?
I use both, but Jason Mark right now.
True. What else do you collect?
What else do I collect? At the moment, probably I've been collecting a lot of art pieces.
Oh.
Which is going to be built into
your
the
basement.
Room that I'm building soon enough.
Nice.
True. Favorite pattern on a shoe?
Plaid.
Oh, nice. Wasn't expecting that one. Nice. How many pairs?
I downsized a little bit for a couple of years, and I know I'm going to be downsizing soon, but as of right now, about more than 100.
True.
Oh.
How far are the Raptors going this season?
I'll say all the way.
Yeah.
Good answer.
I like that.
Good
all
answer.
I like that answer.
Everyone here approves. Yep. Spell Milton.
Milton.
Yeah.
What's your favorite sneaker store?
At the moment or in general?
At the moment.
I've been hitting up Nike a lot lately.
True.
So.
True. Do you take your own sneaker photos?
Most of them, 90%.
Mm-hmm.
When you shoot the basketball, do you watch the net or do you watch the ball?
I watch the ball.
Laces tucked or tied in a bow?
I do both, but most of the time it's a bow.
True. Langunisa or Tucino?
Oh, Tucino all the way.
Oh, jeez. Number one grail of all time or three pairs from your top 10?
Top three pairs.
Apple Music or Google Play?
Google Play.
Hey, right answer.
Google.
Good job, man. I think you got like one out of the 21.
Oh.
You did pretty good.
Ooh, Jomar is just showing me his art pieces.
Yeah, Jomar has got some coloring that he did, and it looks pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
He's going to post it on his IG.
Mm-hmm.
Dooney Jr., yeah. Follow him.
Follow him.
Bri, name three things that you feel are essential to be a sneakerhead.
Think, do your own thing.
Mm.
wear your shoes and buy what you want and not just the hype or the trend.
Facts.
Nice, nice.
What keeps you into sneakers?
All of you guys.
Oh,
I love you guys.
Stop that.
You know,
hearts.
I think, you know, like for me, it's not like just buying the sneakers. It's like what the meaning of it, right? So, obviously, it's still gonna get into the hype, but in the same way, is it actually gonna be wearing it, or are you just gonna be displaying it?
True.
On the shoebox, right? So,
you said it was about like the meaning as well. Do you have any sentimental purchases that you hold near and dear to your heart?
Like what I said earlier, the Air Max 90. After losing it for a couple of years, getting it back this year or a couple of weeks ago was pretty dope.
Nice.
So let's talk about High Noble. What is that?
High Noble. What started it? I think if you guys Google it, the meaning of my name comes up to high and noble. The meaning of Brian. What it is, I started with the IG, probably when this IG started, 10 years ago.
Has it been that long?
10 years ago.
I don't know if it's been that long. I know Twitter's been about maybe 11, 12 years.
Yeah.
I don't know if IG has been that long. But
I think IG was a couple years after.
It's
been a while.
Yep. I started my handle at B to the Rye, but ended up changing it. I don't know. Some of you might remember that. Changing it up to Bri High Noble, just having that, being that, like having that said, like I started it then, and I've been talking about the idea, thinking about the idea of releasing my own clothing line. It's still on the table. I started some samples last year. 2010.
Oh, it's 9 years.
Yeah, 9 years, almost there. 10 years.
Yeah, true. Philly's our new fact checker.
Right.
Facts. Thank you, Philly.
My pleasure.
But yeah, like High Noble started last year, really putting it into perspective, put the logo up. Some of you probably seen it on IG, but something's coming up soon, and obviously the CGS fam is going to be on that, including Philly. For sure. So stay tuned.
Hey.
Nice, nice.
Any future plans for Bri High?
For me.
Just for you, man.
For me? I think whatever comes. Mm-hmm. Right? So for me, like day by day, week by week.
True.
Go with the wind, that's they say.
Okay, Pocahontas out here.
Yeah. For sure. You got that, eh? I guess having a daughter, you know what?
Hey, man. Yo, Disney is like everything right now.
It's life.
Ask me about Frozen. Ask me about Moana.
Did they launch the... Disney has a new streaming service. Is that out yet? Has that launched
yet? No, but I'm purchasing that ASAP.
I don't think you have a choice.
That's a must.
Yeah.
It's more for me, though. Like, I want to watch Lion King and stuff, man. Like,
no.
True, true.
Okay, so now on to our main discussion. You thought we were done after Brian. Not yet. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about sneaker conventions. Whether, you know, you guys feel it's good, bad, awesome, whatever you feel about it. So first, we'll start off as, what is a sneaker convention to you guys? Puzzle.
Well, from like our perspective, from like all the events that we've done, it's pretty much like showcasing, like we showcase, like we show like, you know, our collection and whatnot. And, you know, if we got merch, we'll throw it up on the table. And it's just like our personal collection of what we got. And, you know, it's like, you know, we put it out there on the table for like to educate, like, you know, like kids, especially kids that ask about the specific shoe that, you know, they want to know. And, you know, it's, I don't know, like it's, I don't know, in a way it's like a sort of like a community building kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it builds the community in a way. You have your showcasers, you have your people that are selling clothing, you know, you have like food vendors and stuff like that. So it's a big range of I guess people, just, you know, like the community.
Yeah,
pretty
man.
Much. Yeah, man.
Anything else to add, guys? No?
No, I think that's I
think he covered that.
So, do you guys see the sneaker conventions as being something beneficial to the sneaker community? Like, does it help us with the culture at all? Like, how do you guys feel about it?
It depends. The short answer is yes, because anything that just to add on to what Joel was saying, anything that incorporates, you know, sneakers as the focal point with buy, sell, trade, and then not only that, but it has other elements that are like offshoots of sneaker culture. So it's like you have clothing brands, you have, you know, people that sell accessories, or, you know, mm-hmm. food vendors and things like that. Anything that promotes the growth of the community, mm-hmm. I think is great. But the thing is, I haven't, mind you, I'm not the expert on sneaker conventions by any means. But they all kind of seem like the same, and that's not a knock to any of them by any means, but, yeah. I haven't come across, and again, I don't know, cause I don't go to them as often, as you guys do, but I don't know about any sneaker conventions that have a specific format or, any themes or any kind of like, you know, anything that takes place at one that doesn't happen at the other. Mm-hmm. So they all kind of, have similar themes and in the way that they're organized. But in terms of pushing culture forward, I think it's good. I think it's good. But I would love to see someone with kind of put more structure into place.
Mm-hmm. In terms of like a theme for a specific convention kind of thing?
Like
I know in the UK they have like, well, I guess they're also like trainer-centric.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have all those, most of the tables are going to be straight runners, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, right.
They also have, like, in the UK, like what you said, like the night before, sometimes most of the guys are meeting up
mm-hmm.
and, like, really showcasing what they have,
mm-hmm.
you know, basically introducing each other, like, meeting up in there before the actual event happens the next day or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think yeah, that like, those are great concepts. And I think what I'm also thinking about as you guys are saying that was I look at festivals and events like South by Southwest.
Mm.
That one came to mind just because, you know, when you hear South by Southwest, something like that, you think about the music aspect. You think about, you know, what artists are performing. But there's also the component of, like, there's, like, it's not just 2 or 3 days. It's, like, a full week or it's 5 days. And then the weekend is when it's the busiest, when they have the most traffic, and that's when the performances are at night. But then leading up to it during the week, there's always panels. So, you know, there's panels, there's group events and discussions and networking events. So I think like something like that in the realm of like sneaker conventions would be cool, where you have, you know, maybe, you know, fly in some designers from mm-hmm. Nike designers, or have some people that you know, entrepreneurs, people that have, you know, people who started Goodfoot or Livestock, or, you know, the people who laid the groundwork in the city or across the country
to
maybe speak to all these, cause now everybody's an entrepreneur, and that's a good thing.
Mm.
And a bad thing, but you know what I mean, like,
yeah,
the education,
like,
piece,
like you guys were saying, there's kids that are a couple years older than Jomar that are selling sneakers,
yeah,
you know, walking around with thousands of dollars in their pockets, right? So it would be great to see people of whatever age they are to share their experiences and have panels and things to cultivate and help people
understand
like business aspect, kind of like even just basic things like, you know, how to do a successful meetup.
Yeah.
You know, etiquette in buying and selling.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. Where, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That we didn't have, that we all had to learn, and we're still learning day to day, but we all
inviting like successful like entrepreneur, right? So
Yeah.
It's like trial and error that we had to go through to learn it. But just something adding on to
help
just
build the culture, you would say, like,
yeah. More than just buy, sell, trade, which is the foundation I think of a convention.
Yeah.
But it would be great. It's not a mandatory, but I think it would be great to see. I think that would be a way to incorporate what we say culture is kind of start giving back and like educating people of all. I just don't want to say young people, but people of all ages about everything, the business of the culture, everything, the history.
Well, I mean, we have we have like older cats trying to get back into the game now, right? Mm-hmm. So like a meetup now is different from whatever the meetup was back in the day. Because like nowadays it's like, yo, I'll EMT you.
Mm.
And then the EMT doesn't come through and, you know,
you're stuck.
It's different.
And yeah, and even like back in the days when there was like those Nike Talk summits and all those kind of meetups, it was just like people would just go to like to floss, like just to show their kicks or their fit or their throwback jersey or whatever it is, right? Which is totally cool, but like it's everything's so evolved now. There's so much more that we can talk about and that we can pass on amongst each other, but even like a 12-year-old, a 20-year-old that is coming into the game, there's so much more that we can share and there's so much dialogue to be had.
Oh, for sure.
More so than it was 10 years ago or even 7 years ago. You know what I mean? So
hopefully that's where we can take conventions eventually, but segueing into the next question I had for you guys was, have we seen a big change from like previous years of sneaker conventions till now? Because like it wasn't until T-Dot Loves Kicks through their first convention in Toronto that Canada had anything like that. And they had Cleveland Got Soul. They had like a big, not that a lot of Canadians knew about them at the moment, but like, I mean, I'm sure that they got followers afterwards.
They came down from Cleveland to here. I remember that event. Okay.
That's where they had like rare, ultra rare stuff on their table.
Yeah. And they were stunting.
And they were just like,
I can't remember. One of the guys was wearing like blackout, like
Wasn't Kamal buying stuff off them, or didn't he want to buy?
Probably.
Our boy Kamal, because they were his size 13.
Yeah,
right?
Size 13. Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, him and Gold Tank, I think, had, they're both the same size.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Gold Tank.
He came up, man.
Oh, man. So, like, it went from like T-Dot Loves Kicks to now Soul Exchange. But even previous to that, like, I remember seeing stuff in the States where they would have sneaker conventions over there. It's crazy. I've always wanted to go.
Like Dunk Exchange.
Dunk Exchange. Oh, man, that was huge in the States. Like, I always wanted to reach Dunk Exchange, but obviously, as a younger kid, I couldn't. But do you see those things, like, I mean, what was SneakerCon's up here now.
Yeah, SneakerCon's
You know what I mean?
So
do you guys see, like, anything evolving, anything getting bigger? Like, where do you see conventions going in the future?
I personally think it's going to be, like, sort of, like an American thing where it's getting a little bit more crazier.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's just going to be like a sneaker con. I think they liked how it was up here. Like the whole, I guess like all the people that came and stuff, support and stuff like that. So I think it's going to probably be,
I kind of want to take it to where Philly wanted to take it. Like, if you want to make some money, have someone really popular on YouTube who knows what they're talking about, come in and do a panel.
Well, that's what they had. That's what they had at.
I would pay for that. Real talk.
Yeah, I think those YouTubers came.
But they were just
I didn't know them
at the at SneakerCon they had YouTubers, but at the same time, like, how much time did you actually have to interact with them? Because all of them had lineups.
Yeah, those just lineups.
And then half of the time you could take a picture and like maybe ask them one question, but
that's it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Whereas like if you sat people down in a room and allowed that individual who has so much influence to have a moment where they can educate people and just, you know, spread positivity.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Depending on who it is.
Share their stories.
Stories, you know, the struggles, the come up and whatnot. Like, I love hearing that shit. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I would definitely love to see conventions or anything sneaker related go in that route. Philly, maybe we could start it. Maybe we could start a thing, bro.
We could. I mean, Shoe Haul Part 2.
Let's go. Let's get coming. A panel.
But I don't know. Are we off this topic? Or are we still going on that?
No, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
While you guys were all talking about that, I started thinking. I was thinking when I was talking about expanding it, I was thinking specifically in Canada.
Now that you guys have
said a couple words, a couple of things came to mind. Specifically, ComplexCon.
Oh,
right. Now I've never been to ComplexCon.
Same.
It looks cool. I do kind of want to go, kind of don't. But I think it'll be a good experience. The feedback I get from people directly and indirectly that is just. It's just basically a big retail space. It's just for you to shop and
for
stuff. Which I think, again, is like, that's the baseline. Like, that's the foundation for every convention. But I think they have good things in place in terms of, like, they have art, they have apparel, they have, like, offshoots and subcultures that are directly tied to sneakers.
Yeah, man.
And they have performances, artists, and things like that. So if people can build on that, it would be great, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in Canada, to kind of step out there and have You know, people like, whether it's entrepreneurs or designers or, you know, people speaking from experience, like real experience. Now, because now I think, you know, like Brian's been buying shoes since 2001. A lot of us have been buying shoes for a certain amount of time. There's a huge, not a huge amount of people, but in Canada, there's enough people at this point in 2019, almost 2020, there's enough people that have a decade or two experience in sneakers that can speak to it.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
Like, on an educated level and really kind of help people along.
It's a good knowledge base, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I always feel like once you have the history of something, you appreciate it so much more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when I hear stories about, like, my grandparents and what they did in the fields and or, like, my parents and how they struggled and how they helped us out and all the shit that they went through, I appreciate them more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's just, like, same thing with the sneaker culture. Not that you can even compare that to what my parents did because they're amazing. But I feel like if you educate everyone about the history and the come up and everything like that, it's just they'll have a more appreciation for what is going on and why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So my last question was, were there any specific sneaker conventions that you wanted to experience? Like for me, I want to go to UK, man.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hit up the UK because literally like all you see on their tables is straight like runners.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, it's like rarity. Yeah, like crazy trainers. Like, oh my gosh, yeah. So I definitely want to do that up.
Yeah.
But,
Sneaker Nest.
What were you guys, man? Sneaker Nest. Oh, yeah, Sneaker Nest.
Yeah.
Any convention? Like, man, if there was still a Dunk Exchange.
Is it done?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Anything in a while.
Back, right?
Who knows?
Hopefully.
Yeah. I just want to go to round two, man. They have the best Instagram. They post so much stuff. Like, yo,
I know.
That's VNDS for that price.
Yeah.
You guys ship? No, don't ship. There's no store. Yeah, but I've actually never been. That's not a convention. That's just a place that I want to go because they always post like good stuff, like VNDS.
Yeah, they do.
It's a good price,
and then they don't want to ship to Canada.
Not paying the stock.
It's like Skate the Great, man. He has like some dope stuff he posts, but he's like US only. I'm like, come on, dog.
I know,
like,
man.
Ship it to the box, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything else to add about sneaker conventions?
No, I just like the whole panel thing, like having people speak.
We'll do it out.
That's dope.
We'll plan. We got to plan for Shoe Hall.
Yeah, man.
Figure that out.
I think that's necessary to push the culture forward and to make it because without something like that, without some substance, it's just buy sell. It's just a marketplace.
That's all it is, right?
Yeah. And that's what Kijiji's for, essentially. Because
you see people like just walking around and like they're in and out and like.
Yeah, yo, it's not the same, man.
Right? So it's not the same.
I feel like the kids don't try to interact as much, or if they do, it's just to sell you a thing.
That's not really exactly.
Like you get the odd one. Like, I feel like at SneakerCon, there was a table. I think he's from Hamilton. He owns, like, a vintage shop. And he's like, yo, I love your De La Lowe's. And he was wearing the Stussy's.
Nice.
I was like, yo, what size are you?
Nice.
And I was like, yo, let's trade. But, yeah, it's just interactions like that, man. Like, you don't get that unless you really appreciate what's going on and, like, know what people are about. Yeah, I agree. Cool. Everyone good?
Yep. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
So thank you to everyone who supported us and or been a part of the podcast. Wherever you guys are taking this in, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We have a thing on Facebook. It's called CGS Talk. You can find that at www.facebook.com/group/CGS.talk. Use it as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with people, which is what we want to do. You can hit up canagotsoul.ca for our recent reviews, recaps, stories, and much more. If you have any questions or suggestions, or want to be on the pod, or just want to say something about, you know, us and EEE and whatnot, you can either DM us on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Don't forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul to get a feature on Instagram. I have been your host, Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You could find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
I'm Philly. You can find me online at Soul Purpose, SOLE Purpose.
I'm Brian. You can find me at BRYHIGHNOBLE.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 59 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size, and we are CGS. And we are out.
Peace.
So, yo, Philly, we really need to. I really like that idea.
Shoe Hall
part okay. two. Yeah, yeah.
I really like that educational.
Yeah. Because, I mean, honestly, like.
Yeah, man.
It needs to be done. Like,